we've had a huge number of explosions. Some counts 18, other counts 20. About a kilometre to the north of us, where we're at the hotel here in Tripoli, just to the east of the compound. Now, I'm told, of Colonel Gaddafi's compound, I'm told by the Libyan government that 130 people have been injured and that three people have been killed. Now, I must stress, these are Libyan government figures. They seem to have got to that figure remarkably quickly, and I wouldn't be surprised if the figure is revised. But I think there's little doubt that people will have been injured in these strikes. You mentioned that they were from NATO warplanes. I don't think they were, actually. I think this is far more likely to be the result of cruise missile attacks, cruise missiles fired from submarines out in the Mediterranean. There was no sound of any warplanes, as we've heard on previous occasions. But what's interesting about this is, on an average night here in Tripoli, you might get four airstrikes. This, to get 18 in one night is, well, it's unheard of throughout this campaign. William Hague, the British Foreign Secretary, was saying only a few hours ago that he wanted to see the military campaign escalated, and here it is. We think that perhaps a weapons dump was hit. The reason we think that is because we can hear a lot of after explosions, explosions on the ground as the munitions detonate following the airstrike. We can hear a lot of gunfire as well, anti-aircraft gunfire, which, as I said, is probably useless given that these came from Tomahawk cruise missiles, and also car horns blowing, people flying the flag of Gaddafi. It happens after every single attack. It's happening more tonight than we've heard before, but certainly you can hear a bit more anti-aircraft fire there. Certainly it is a massive escalation in NATO's attempts to protect civilians. That's the official aim, but also it seems increasingly clear to remove Colonel Gaddafi from power.
Well, as you say there, Mark, I mean, it's an astounding jump in explosions from 4 to 18, perhaps 20, we believe. I mean, what's changed? Do they suspect that something is definitely taking place at this compound? What have you heard? What could have triggered this huge escalation?
Well, they're hitting different targets. They hit through across the country. They're hitting individual units of Colonel Gaddafi's army, sometimes an individual tank, sometimes a few tanks. That's one of the targets. They're also hitting command and control structures. That's largely here in Tripoli. But this might be something different. It is probably, as I say, an ammunition dump. But I'm hearing also that it might have been some sort of military base as well. I mean, there are a lot of military bases across Tripoli, indeed across the country. I was told something quite interesting by a source the other day. He told me, he said to me in an email that 60% of Colonel Gaddafi's forces are still intact. So despite the fact that this conflict has been going on for, more than 2 months now, 60% of Colonel Gaddafi's forces remain able to fight. Now, that is something that that NATO is going to want to change if it thinks it can push the balance of power against Colonel Gaddafi. So this might be a part of that. Don't forget there are two front lines here. There's Misrata, which is about 130 miles to the east of us, but there's also the eastern flank of the country. That's where the rebel stronghold is. They've been trying to push westwards. The rebels in Misrata are trying to push out from the city centre. They've largely done that, but they've been stalled outside the city centre. So by removing Colonel Gaddafi's army capability, it will allow the rebels to push forward. But it's difficult for NATO because their official aim in this is to protect civilians. They say, and there is a lot of evidence for it, that Colonel Gaddafi's forces are attacking civilians. But it's a fine line between protecting civilians and actually helping the rebels. It's a fine line that they're going to need to explain, certainly to the United Nations.
Well, I mean, we've heard in the last 24 hours or so that the NATO is also going to be using attack helicopters, certainly France and Britain, saying that they will be providing some helicopters there. Could this be a way of paving the way for a closer method of attack, do you think?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that NATO didn't realise that this conflict would go on as long as it has done. It's gone on far longer than they expected. So there are various different tactics now being used. Tonight had nothing to do with the helicopters, but it certainly is an escalation in targets and the number of targets in one particular night. But these attack helicopters, France announced a couple of days ago that they were going to be sending attack helicopters. Britain, according to our sources, is about to do the same. This is all to do with the height at which these aircraft can fly. Jets fly very, very high. The targets they hit are very accurate, but they don't always know that they're hitting the right target because the front lines move so much. It's hard for NATO to keep keep up. Now, by using attack helicopters, they can fly very, very low, very, very fast, and they can manage to hit and pinpoint individual targets more easily. It goes back to what I was saying about Misrata. There's a problem for the rebels in that they can't push west towards Tripoli and east towards Colonel Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. But with the help of helicopters overhead, it could change everything.